So welcome to Harrogate Grammar School. I'm here with Neil Renton, and it's going to be the sixth form open evening on Thursday, the 15th of November from 6:30. And Neil, first of all, obviously you've just had another busy year and all your students from last year have left over the summer. Here we are recruiting again. So how did last year go?
Last year we were really, really pleased with the student outcomes. It was a really busy year as usual in sixth form. There were new pressures for students with them being linear exams, but the students coped incredibly well. A real credit to the school, parents and families over many, many years, and they achieved really impressive outcomes. So for five consecutive years now, we've achieved 61% of the grades at A star to B. But behind that are the achievements where students have secured university places, secured apprenticeships, gap years. And what I like to do is look at the students who've left our school, and we are genuinely proud of them as young people who will go out into the world and make a real difference as future young leaders.
So we've got this open evening, a fantastic opportunity to come and see everything that happens here at Harrogate Grammar School and see all the choice, all the different subjects, all the support that's available, all the other activities that students can get involved with. So who should come along to this open evening?
So this is our main event, and we invite all parents, families, students to that evening. It will start at 6:30, and there will be a main talk about life in the sixth form. And then there'll be subject specific talks from our teachers who will talk through the particular subjects. So we invite all families, students from different schools. It will be a busy evening. We encourage you to get here early and enjoy our evening.
So we're going to now chat to some of the students who've only just recently joined the sixth form. They've been here for about 8 weeks now. So tell me about the students who I'm going to be meeting.
So the students that you're going to meet have just joined the sixth form. All of the students have come through our lower school, and a year ago they were in the same position where they were thinking about what subjects they were going to choose. So they'll be really useful to speak to in terms of getting an insight in terms of life in the sixth form. And we encourage young people to come to the open evening because they will really find out about how to choose the best subjects to suit their needs. And if you get that subject choice right, it makes their time in sixth form so much more comfortable and happier, and allows the students to make so much more progress.
So I'm here with Ellie and Victoria, who've just joined the sixth form. So tell us, what are the big differences when you join the sixth form?
One of the main differences is that you've got kind of your own section of the school. You've got your own building, so you're pretty separated from the main school and the younger years, which kind of allows you to be more independent and allows you to kind of more focus on your studies. And that's also helped by the different areas that we've got in the sixth form building. For example, the social areas like G2, and there's like a little cafe area. But we've also got a study centre and a lecture hall where we go if we need to just kind of focus more on our studies and put in some extra work.
Okay, so Victoria, there's about 35 different subjects that people can do here. What is the support like from the teachers?
The support is actually really good because a lot of the subjects that they offer to study in A-level and sixth form, you don't have at GCSE. So the transition from when you study something in year 11 and then you go to year 12 and you're studying a brand new subject and everything, the support that you get is amazing because you can do your own work, but a lot of teachers only teach things after age 16. So they're always available if you need to go to their office and talk about anything. They're always there to help. So they let you have your own time to try all you can. But then if ever you need help, they're always there to help, you know, no matter what the situation is.
And back to you, Ellie. Tell us about some of the emotional support that's available in school.
There's a lot of emotional support in school. For example, we have lots of different methods of going about it. We've got student support managers who are specialists and trained to help us through with emotional support. But we also have just kind of more of a general awareness of it because we're quite... It's very open here. And we have things, for example, the Stay Cool Week is going on at the moment, which is just... Basically, every day there's a new way that the school's helping us with a new method of coping with pressures or explaining ways that we can support our well-being and cope with exam pressures, but also just general mental health.
So Sam, we've talked about the subjects and the academic side of school, but obviously there's lots more to it than that. We've got prefects, some of you just become prefects, and then there are lots of other things that happen outside of subject lessons, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a huge amount of like choices for enrichment in terms of like the extracurriculars, like sports, and you know, there's quite a few successful teams. So we've got like football and like rugby and things like that. And in the summer, there's more teams that open up, like athletics. And like inside of school, there's also a lot of opportunities to like further your studies. So as you said, you can like become a prefect, but in addition, you can like add things for your like personal statement for university, which is really helpful in terms of getting experience and getting like activities in, which is really good.
And here comes Tom. So Tom, tell us about some of the other things. We've talked about sport, but tell us some of the other things that happen, because there's absolutely loads going on, isn't there?
Well, there's loads of opportunities for enjoying yourself during the school day. Like there's different societies that we've set up, sort of like university. So there's like a medical society you can go to if you want to learn more about medicine and things. But then on top of that, you've got sort of more thorough opportunities like D of E Gold. They run a program for that there, which is really interesting. And things to really get involved with. And then also, they've got loads of other extracurricular opportunities. Like, for example, there's these different gigs they do. So, like, on Fridays in G2, you get to... it's called Acoustic Friday. And there's, like, an acoustic musical show. And then there's people who are doing BTEC music. They put on the BTEC gig as part of their qualification. But it's just another nice, fun music event that we can all go to and enjoy.
So, for people listening to this who are thinking about what they're going to do next, if they came to this school and came to sixth form, what do you think they'd get out of it?
I think they'd get definitely a further understanding of where they could go to, what they could do, because there's so much help. So, every 2 weeks, we have this thing called progression, which is basically where teachers help go through what we can do in the future. They help us explore opportunities, and there's so much help in things, just small things like your personal statement, your CV. There always are staff members there to help you. And if you don't really know what you want to do, there's again people you can talk to who can help you find out what you want to do with your life.